Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Not just a giant record collection, got a giant cold. Shoot me. That'll take away my misery, but no, I don't want to do that. I had to come down to the studios and play the hits and those very cool 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Dave the Rave here in the No Static Attic as I bring you my Relics and Rarities show. Relics and Rarities, a guy out of Jersey City, New Jersey. Great studio musician, Al Caiola, from the TV show Gunsmoke.
Hey, baby, what's happening? You're going to the party, but ain't nothing but a high. They're dancing on the ceiling, they're dancing on the floor. Oh, baby, wake up and do the door. They know it's a party going on. Gonna dance and romance on. Satisfied. All you gotta do, oh,
Philly Soul and the Philly Smash. The Showstoppers on the Showtime record label from 67. Ain't nothing but a party. Relics and Rarities party. And from Philadelphia, we head on out to Detroit right now. Mr. Al Garner. Wisdom from Mr. Al Garner on the Lupine record label out of Detroit, Michigan. Al Garner and I'll Get Along. While we're in Detroit, let's check in with Mr. J.J. Barnes on the Relics of Rarity Show. Came out on the Scepter record label, a New York record label, but it definitely had that Detroit sound, that's for sure. J.J. Barnes from 1964, Just One More Time. I'll be doggone if J.J. Barnes didn't sound so much like this guy, Marvin Gaye.
up all day.
Combination of hits, those 45s that deserve that second chance. I'd be long gone, but I'll be doggone. Marvin Gaye from 1965.
Watch out, here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot.
Those gem 45s that are not listed in those big old record guides, like that Sure Shot 45 on the Jerry record label by Jackie Lane and the Pathfinders. Give a little, take a little. about up around the bend. Relics and Rarities, I'm Dave the Rave here in the No Static Attic. The great sound of Creedence Clearwater Revival. Hit 45 for Creedence Clearwater Revival. Up around the bend. And up around the bend, I see a very cool garage. Yes, down in Tampa, Florida. You'll find these guys playing in the garage. The group called The Tropics. Cool 45s like that one. The great sound of The Tropics. out of Tampa, Florida, and that cool garage down there on the Freeport record label, and I Want More.
This is Relics and Rarities. Than just the hits.
My request.
All right, too many great requests from Daniel Kilbacki down there in Bear, Delaware. They're going to want to hire him instead of me. Requested this great tune by the Cookies. It's definitely my favorite Cookie song. I love this record. Definite stone smash of a 45. Got to dig it, can't turn it loose. But don't look for it in the top 100 or even bubbling under. The Cookies and I Never Dreamed. The Rave Discover the Week, and a hit in England, Didn't do very well in America, that's for sure. Pinkerton's Assorted Colors, released in America on the Parrot record label. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Yeah, something magical in that mirror. So David is going to take into the magic garden right now. The great sound of Miss Dusty Springfield. Great tune there from Dusty Springfield. Magic Garden, Day of the Rave Beyond. Taking you beyond the Magic Garden, but with a warning.
Oh. Ooh.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Here's your chance to make some cool noises. Oh,
I'm being bad.
But, oh yes, getting silly. Sam the Shaman of Fair was a record that was breaking out exactly this time in 1966, just coming out on the radio and just about to begin its climb up to the number two position. Big national hit for Sam the Shaman of Pharaoh's Little Red Riding Hood. Well, last week, of course, we played my mystery oldie from the week before, a song called Hi Ho. And I mentioned that Bill and Debbie Wanner down there in North Carolina actually were the mystery oldie winners. But I forgot to mention that the artist that did Hi Ho, in fact, I know I said The Wizard of Oz was actually from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So thank you, Mr. Kilbacki, for keeping me honest about that. But I forgot to mention that the group was the Fifth Estate, the group that had the hit record of Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead. The Fifth Estate did my mystery oldie. As for the mystery oldie record from last week, well, give it a try because I'm still looking for a correct answer. 609-948-HITS, 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com. One guess only, who is singing this record? like the record says, you gotta try. Who's doing that record? It's by Mystery Record. Call me up, 609-948-HITS. 609-948-4487.
Dave the Rave, spinning the records you crave.
It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash!
Definite smash. It's like I'm blowing out the speakers here in the No Static Attic. Flirtations, nothing but a heartache. And from a smash to something, well, that should have been a smash. Cool record here from Razor's Edge.
Baby, we broke up only a week ago, but it seems like years ago. Yeah.
called Razor's Edge on the PAL record label. Baby's on his way. David Rave with boxes and boxes of great 45s that sound like they should have been a hit record. Of course, we featured this 45 last week by Johnny Parrish and Company. I'm playing the flip side of last week's record.
Lost my self-control. I keep doing things that I shouldn't do. You got me where you want me, yet all you do is tease and taunt me. Oh, baby, I can't stop myself.
Great double-sided 45, that's for sure. Johnny Parrish and Company on the Dunhill record label. That particular tune was written by our prolific songwriters P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry. And, of course, last week I played the other side of the record, a tune called I'll Run. Both sides, so good, so fine. Johnny Parrish and Company. Of course, Johnny Parrish was, in reality, John Gummo, the lead singer of the Cascades that had the hit record of Rhythm of the Rain. Great double-sided 45, Johnny Parrish and Company. That's the other side. Baby, I Can't Stop Myself. Yes, which side should I play? That's the question.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny,
with hair down to here and plenty of money.
And just when you think she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some massive little girl. And then you know you better make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Distracted by her older sister.
When in walks a
time.
Great sound of the Lovin' Spoonful. It was a chart topper for them right around this time in 1966.
This is Dave the Rave. Home of Relics and Rarities.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,045s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. It's a killer, that's for sure. And I can't find it in any record guidebook either.
Well, I'm searching. Yes, I'm searching. Looking for that special girl. Set me in a world. Oh, I'm searching. Oh, yes, I'm searching. Well, I'm searching. Yes, I'm searching. When I find her, I will know. Then I'll tell her I love her so. Till then, I'm searching. Yes, I'm searching. First I thought it was the girl next door, but there are others now I want more. The one I want will have the chance to make me hold her in my arms. Well, I'm searching. Yes, I'm searching. I don't care if she's short or tall, any size or shape at all. I was searching. Oh yes, I'm searching. Well, I'm searching. Yes, I'm searching. Well, I'm searching. Yes.
I admit it, old Dave the Rave is, I'm hooked on that record. I love it. Ooh, that's my Discover of the Week. It's a great record indeed there, and it's a tune called I'm Searching. Freddie Bergen. Freddie Bergen on the Elliott record label out of Hollywood, California. So go out, buy the record, go searching, and keep on searching. Here's Mr. Dale Shannon on Relics and Rarities.
No one will understand.
Dale Shannon there from late 1964. Keep searching, follow the sun. I'm searching for that Sunday kind of feeling.
He paints portraits of beauty for me. Oh, I can see it.
I'm definitely into a Sunday kind of feeling. Yes, it might even be that day, right? Yeah, I think so. Tristan Schell, Cool 45 Indeed, they're on the Coral record label. And I know somebody out there is going to be like, wow, I love that record, Day of the Rave. It's a cool record indeed. Once again, Tristan Schell, Sunday kind of feeling. That's going to do it for my Relics of Rarity show. As we close things out with this cool instrumental by the Dawn Beats called Midnight Express, I want to thank you all for tuning in to the hits and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. And of course, if there's a special request, you have a lost 45, or if you would like to take a guess on that mystery oldie, once again, dial me up, 609-948-HITS. I'll be taking calls after the show as well at 609-948-4487. Or you can always send me email, dave@davetherave.com. Archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.